That depends on you. It really depends on your intention. I mean, I mean, if people, you know, I mean, not all of the monks, you know, are obstinate monks, you know, and some people are really helpful and willing, you know, to put their efforts, yeah. I mean, Lungta Mahabua, you know, when he came to Sri Lumpumat, yeah, I mean, he was a super thug for 5 years, yeah, every day, yeah. But here people, you know, I mean, the monks, you know, mostly come here, I want to meditate, I don't want to help, yeah. But if you know, if you feel, you know, I mean, I want to give all of myself, you know, then it's fine, yeah.
I mean, yes, there is just like that, I know the difference between this, like, part of his condition, like, this family, you know, culture, and it's selfishness, really.
Yeah.
It's very, very hard to push through, get past. But I know it's there, but I do want to, you know...
Yeah, if you have the intention to push through, yeah, I mean, that is good, you know, I mean, that gives you hope, yeah. Well, let's see what is happening. We don't know what is happening.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still can ordain you before. Yeah. There's no problem.
Okay. I mean, I really don't know how it all works, but
yeah, I didn't know how it works when I ordained. Yeah, you're just thrown into something, you know, and then you struggle your way, you know, until you can swim. To think too much about it, you know, I mean, that you know, prevents us from learning. That's what I like about my life for the last 30 years. I just know what to do, yeah, and I don't plan ahead, you know, when the knowing comes up, you know, then I just do it. And I, you know, I'm observing, you know, I do have the sati, you know, to know what is going on around me. And then I can adjust to it, you know, to swim, yeah, to swim with the environment, you know, to feel comfortable within the environment. But also at the same time, you know, I mean, to develop myself.
Yeah.
Not to swim in the wrong direction. Because there are always two, yeah, yeah. One is the kilesas who drag you out, you know, and one is, you know, the overcoming of the kilesas.
When you were talking about gratitude, generosity, and
respect,
I mean, yeah, like, this is, I see it kind of really important to develop that, but sometimes, because, like, you're here, or I'm here basically by myself all day long, sometimes I'm wondering, like, sometimes it seems like vague or not obvious how to go about sometimes that. It's not obvious in case, like, in situations where I can elevate that, get that going more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you have to wait. Yeah, you have to wait. There are opportunities where you can elevate it, you know, and there are opportunities, you know, where you just work on yourself. Yeah. Don't make so many plans, you know. I mean, the most important thing is to have sati to know what is going on. And from there, you know, I mean, but that is a problem also for us. We cannot let ourselves fall into something that we don't know what is going to happen next. Huh? And this is something we have to learn. We have to jump into the unknown. Yeah? Without knowing, you know, what the unknown is, you know, what it brings us, yeah? Because all our lives we plan for this, we plan for that, you know, and we had an idea how this will work out, how this will work out. And now, we just see, you know, what is happening. And then we have so many choices, you know, how to react to it. And this is something, you know, that is basic training, you know, something that you have to learn. If you have a plan, you know, I mean, it never works out, you know. I mean, you know, I mean, you're old enough, yeah? Yeah? I mean, all the plans, you know, I mean, worked out a little bit, but most of it didn't work out, yeah? So, and then we were dissatisfied, yeah? But if you just, you know, sit, you know, and see what is going on, yeah? How can I bring myself into the situation? Yeah, I mean, you know it, yeah? You don't have to think much. That's what when we come from the West, we always have to think about what we are going to do. No, we don't. We open our eyes and see, yeah? And there's already the solution in the, yeah, in the situation. But because of our thinking, because of our planning, we don't see. So don't plan, yeah? Just stay through, you know? Huh? I mean, see what is going to happen. Huh, Logan?
Right.
But we have to prepare, also, you know, if you are dead, we have to prepare, to be prepared to give, you know, not only to take. And that, yeah, I mean, every one of us knows, you know, I mean, our fight with our parents, yeah, yeah. We thought, you know, they are the mainstay, they have to give us, provide us with everything, yeah, yeah. But we are not providing anything to them. And I explained yesterday how the people, you know, or the monks around Lobdo Mahabo provided everything for him so that he didn't have to do anything. Yeah? He just was there present, you know, I mean, giving his talks, you know, and looking after the monks and training. Yeah? And all the other things, you know, were taken away from him, from the monks, you know. But of course, you know, I mean, that's how it normally should work. You know? Okay? Yeah, if you feel okay, you know, I mean, there might be the, what do we have now? We have the beginning of February, you know, maybe the end of March that you could ordain. Yeah? And then we see. We don't know for some. Yeah? Maybe a bomb, you know, maybe out here, yeah? Hits this place. Yeah? Yeah, go and have your visa, yeah? You also know, I mean, when you ordain, you know, I mean, you need at least one month of valid visa so that we can change from tourist visa to non-immigrant visa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to say I'm really grateful to be able to practice here and to have these conditions. These resources and everything, and I want to continue to train with you and receive your teachings and really apply them, like, genuinely. So I'm quite sad that you're leaving.
Yeah, I mean, nothing is written in stone. Yeah? I mean, it depends, you know, if the situation here changes, maybe I'm not leaving. But if the situation stays like this, you know, I'm leaving. But, you know, I mean, does that mean that I'm gone? Yeah? If I want something, you know, I mean, how long did Lungda Mahabo look for Lumpuman? He went to this place, Lumpuman was already gone. Then he went to this place, Lumpuman was already gone, until he caught him, yeah? And then he said, I want to stay with you. What do you want? You know, I mean, he said, what do you want? I want to learn from you. Yeah? Yeah? And then he was his upatthak for 5 years, and then Lumpuman said, okay, that's enough. And then he trained all the monks, you know, so that they didn't bother Lumpuman. Yeah? So, I mean, he gave all of his life as well. But at the same time, he was training himself as well. Yeah? So, I mean, it's not contrary to our training, you know, that we help, you know, that we are of service.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I really want to serve. And if I have the opportunity, I would still like to ordain.
If you want to serve, you will get the opportunity. Yeah. And if you're open-minded, you will see the opportunity. Okay?